The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed, it's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your lane talk show with Coach Trish Hanna.
Happy Sunday, happy Sunday. Welcome, welcome one and all to Your Lane Talk Show on this beautiful Sunday. It's April 19th in the beautiful year of our Lord 2026. Let me just put it this way. So in case Garth is listening, you're listening to your favorite talk show on the Sunday afternoon. Garth, that one is for you. All right, so I want to thank you. I'm Coach Trish Hanna. Thank you for tuning in to Your Lane Talk Show today. Now, here on Your Lane Talk Show, our mission is simple but powerful. We are here to educate, encourage, and empower women of all ages, and that's from the spirit, the soul, and the body, all right? And of course, as I've always stated time and time again, we do have male listeners, and for the past couple shows now, we haven't really been specific with our gender, saying specifically targeting the women, but so we were given the opportunity for our males to tune in and listen in and call in and share voices as well. So thank you so much to our male listeners who've been tuning in and contributing to Your Lane Talk Show. For those who are listening for the first time, Your Lane Talk Show is a faith-based show, but we're also real. We're relevant. We're relatable. We talk about the things that don't always make it into a Sunday's message, but they matter in our everyday life. Your relationships, your health, your purpose, you can all find, you know, information pertaining to that on this particular show. And let me remind you, this is not just a show you listen to. This is a conversation that you can be a part of, okay? You can call in, you can text, you can comment live, and our guests. We have had past guests who were lawyers, doctors, coaches, therapists, you know, you name it, we've probably had it. You name a topic, we've probably covered it. But if we haven't, okay, you are welcome to text us, all right? The number to text on, well, not that particular number. If you want to share a specifically, you can text 376-8689 to share a specific topic, okay? So I'll tell you what the text number is for this particular show today. We'll talk about that a little later, all right? And I want to always share that we're bigger than radio, okay? Our conversations are bigger than radio. We are out of the four walls and into media at large, not just Guardian 96.9 FM dial itself, but internationally. We have international guests that tune in. You know, we have pastors, church members, those who don't even attend church, but they understand, you know, the principles, laws that God gives us in the Word of God. And so they listen to our show, tune in, gather information, and use it to go about their everyday lives. Okay, last week episode, was episode 169, which is a good example of what you may not hear on the pulpit, overcoming sexual strongholds. We had with us Coach Trey Walters and Tony Ann Dickinson. And what did they not tell us, okay? We were in those who have not or did not listen to last week's show. Please go and tune in now. You can find it on episode 170 on YouTube, Your Lane with Coach Trishana, okay? But we were just so excited to hear different things that, you know, men and women struggle with, especially as believers. Masturbation was one of the topics that we spoke about. Using sexual toys was something that we spoke about. You know, being promiscuous and, you know, having sex outside of marriage was some things that we spoke about. And it was so powerful. It was so powerful. And I'm not going to be a spoiler, all right, for those who haven't heard last week's program. So I'm going to tell you, go to YouTube, Your Lane with Coach Trishana, episode 170, Overcoming Sexual Strongholds. And when you're there, please like and subscribe. All right. You notice how fast I'm trying to go, right? Because I'm trying to get this show on the road. I'm so excited about today's show. Today is the day, and this conversation right here is one you do not want to miss, okay? We're talking about intimacy. Yeah, kind, the real kind, not just physical, but mental, emotional, and how you see yourself as a being, how you see yourself as a man, how you see yourself as a woman, all right? Because let's be honest, a lot of us were taught to either ignore it, feel ashamed of it, or just figure it out, you know, when we get married, and that does not always work. I mean, for me, I am honestly still waiting on my mom to tell me the birds and the bees, talk to me about the birds and bees. Mommy, can you please come and sit down with me? And please come and talk to me about the birds and the bees. I've been married for 18 years. I'm 42 years old. I want my mommy to talk to me about the birds and the bees, okay? For me, I had to just wing it. I had to wing it and I had to feel my way around. Thank God for certain books that I was able to read. Most of the things that I was reading or watching on Facebook and social media, etc., weren't always correct. It wasn't a one size fit all, you know, for me, because I had to like understand, first of all, my body. I like what my dislikes are, etc. And then understand my husband's body, what he likes, what he doesn't like, etc. So it came with a lot of trying to figure things out. But we made it. In fact, we're still growing. We're still learning each other and learning each other's bodies, etc., which we absolutely love. All right, so today we're going to get real. We're going to talk about what it really means to be a whole woman, what it really means to be a whole man for our male listeners. We're going to talk about why suppressing your desires isn't the answer for those who are single and even for those who are married. We're going to talk about our mindset, you know, the past, and even what you see and hear shapes your intimacy. What are some of the things that you saw in the past? What are some of the things that you heard in the past? What actually contributed to how you see intimacy today? We're going to discuss that. And how to prepare yourself for the right, how to prepare yourself for the one. How to prepare yourself for that moment in time, right? Whether you're single or you're married. That's what we're going to tune in today. So this is for my single women, my married women, even couples who need to grow in this area. This is for you. You're going to hear something that will shift the way you think about intimacy and yourself. I'm excited about this particular guest today. So I need you to go and tag a friend this live. Call somebody and tell them to tune in, because there are lots of ways that they can tune in too. If you know that they're on the road, tell them go to Guardian 96.9 FM dial. We're there. We're on channel 969 on cable. We are also on BTC Flow channel 612. We're on the Guardian Radio app for Android and Apple. We're also on the website, www.guardiantalkradio.com. We're on Facebook, Your Lane Life Coaching. And we're on YouTube, Your Lane with Coach Trish Hanna. Absolutely no excuse. Okay, no excuse for you to hear what this show is all about today. Now, Your Lane with Coach Trishana, episode 170, Are You Truly Prepared for Intimacy? Is brought to you by John Shoe Store and Accessories, Tropicals, Your Lane Life Coaching, the Children's Dream Journal, which is now available at All Seasons Book and Gift Center in Palmdale, as well as on Amazon. Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading. Del Monte, distributed by Thompson Trading. We're also brought to you by 242 Media Connect. Now listen, yes, you can connect those who are podcasters, those who are talk show hosts, those who like to do conferences, etc., and you're looking for talent. You're looking for someone who can actually share their stories. You're looking for professionals who can share insight on health, wellness, fitness, beauty, et cetera, you can actually go to 242 Media Connect on Facebook and you can connect exactly what it says, okay? Whether you need a guest or you are the guest, this platform is for you. So don't miss. Go to Facebook, search 242 Media Connect and get connected today, all right? We're going to elevate conversations in the Bahamas, all right? We're going to do that. We're all about that, making sure that we have sufficient people and eligible people and willing people to come and make sure that our podcasts, conferences, seminars, etc., are on point, okay? We're also brought to you by Commonwealth Bank, who is our newest sponsor on board. So I want to thank you so much, Commonwealth Bank, for being a part of and sponsoring Your Lane Talk Show. All right, so our guests, I want to thank you for being a part of Your Lane, but guess what? We have a question for you. You can either chat in, put it in the chat, you can text us, or you can give us a call. But the question today is, I want to hear from you, were you taught about intimacy growing up, or did you learn everything through experience? Were you taught about intimacy growing up, or did you learn everything through experience? Okay, so you can call in. The number to call is 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can also text. The text number is 422-4796. That's 422-GR96. Now, the question once again, were you taught about intimacy growing up, or did you learn everything through experience? And then that's, of course, that's, you know, being a, 10, 11, 12-year-old, maybe a pre-teenager, you know, in your early 20s and adolescent. Did you have parents, guardians, et cetera, to actually sit you down and tell you what intimacy is all about, you know, or is this something that you had to literally wing it out? All right, let's hear from you. And while we wait on that, I want to introduce my speaker. Let me see if I can get her on now. Ta-da! There she is. Let me connect her. Beauty queen right here. Let's go, beauty queen. All right, so today's guest, her name is Tammy Bo LaCroix. She is the owner of the Marriage Lab LLC and a passionate speaker, author, podcast host, and intimacy and relationship coach who helps Christian women prepare and maintain their mind, body, and spirit for the marriage God has for them. With over a decade of experience, she uses a holistic approach combining coaching, teaching, exercises, and faith-based guidance to help women feel more to their bodies, themselves, and their spouses, transforming how they understand and experience intimacy in their lives. So I want to welcome you, Tammy, Coach Tammy, to, well, hold on, why am I saying welcome you? You've been here before, but thank you anyway. Thank you and welcome once again to Your Lane Talk Show. How are you?
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're no stranger here. You've been here, what, two or three times already? This is your first time on Guardian Radio, though. Right?
Yes. First time on Guardian Radio. Yeah. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Radio. Thank you for being a part of today's show. Now, Tammy, I want to get straight into it. Of course, the topic is about intimacy. And there are a lot of people who'll be like, okay, well, you know, I think intimacy is just, you know, the sexual part. You're just, you know, having sex and that's about it. But I want you to explain to our listeners in layman terms, what exactly is intimacy? Because we don't want to only think that it's physical. What is true intimacy and what does that look like for a single and a married couple?
Yeah, I love this question because, you know, when people think about intimacy, they just go right straight to sex. But intimacy is having the ability to be seen, to be heard, to be valued, and to have that security be met with those vulnerable needs, right? And so pretty much that is everything that it is that you do with your clothes on. It is the way that you are engaging, the way that you are being seen in public, right? The way that you're being seen in your relationship and doing things to be vulnerable and then that being matched with security.
I love that. I love that. So it was not just about, you know, the physical, as we always said. And you said something about everything with your clothes on, right? Say that again, because I don't understand. Because I just thought that intimate is just, you got to have all your clothes off. You know, you got to be real. You got come talk to us. Everything yeah. with your clothes on. That's with the yeah. mind. So what does that look like?
Yeah, this is basically understanding, right? Like, we are sexual beings. And how that looks is knowing that we're sexual beings and knowing that intimacy, even when we have our clothes on, we still carry certain characteristics. Mm. There are still certain things that we do, but it's not really about sex. It's really about everything that happens within.
Everything that happens sense. Within. Man, you giving me bits and pieces, man. So what is happening within? Like, what is going on with that person? Let's say for a single, what is going on with this particular person during this time as they explore what intimacy means to them?
Well, like I said, it's the first part of that is really understanding that you're a sexual being, right? And understanding what sexuality is. And sexuality is pretty much everything that it is with how you connect to the world around you. It's how you are experiencing the world. And so I like to say when you are a sexual being that we are experiencing the world through our senses. This is how we hear things, how we see things, how we the sense that we have. It's pretty much all of the senses that we have and how we engage with that and how we experience the ways that's within us.
Mm.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, actually it does. So, I mean, intimacy is just using all of your senses. Can we go there? We're using all of our senses. So obviously we're hearing, we're seeing, we're tasting, we're smelling, we're touching, et cetera. And that's what I'm getting from it, you know, to explore what it, how you are at large or as a whole, and how you show up in this earth, right? In the world, right?
Yes.
And so before I get into that, because I want to talk a little bit more about that, because I noticed that you shared that in your book. You have a book that's called Go to Bed Naked for Singles, right? Now, I don't know if it's out yet, but I know I saw a little, you did a little preview of it, and I was able to see a little bit of your content, so I didn't truly, like, read through it. Is it out yet, first of all?
It's being edited.
It's being edited. So I saw little pieces of your previews. And so let's start with that. Go to bed naked. Let's start with that. All right, break that down for us. Because and it's for singles. So please break it down to us.
Yeah, Go to Bed Naked is one of those books where understanding that as a single person, you're going to have desires, you're going to have urges, you're going to have all these various things. But what am I doing with all of the urges and things that I have? And understanding that when you go to bed, it's not really about being naked, essentially. It's about being able to unravel the layers of me so that I can show up fully if I ever do decide to get married. So it's pretty much unmasking. It's taking away the guilt, pretty much everything it was that you taught regarding intimacy, and then learning how to truly see yourself, how to be a full, whole person, so that you can even walk through the process before you even get married. We should be able to understand that we are sexual beings, and that, you know, when we know that we're sexual beings and we understand that we're going to go through some experiences and learn some things about ourselves, how do we steward that so that we can show up whole, especially when we decide to get into relationships and when we get married?
Right. So the fact that, you know, being a sexual being is something that we need to know, even as singles and married, you know, as a single or a married person, right? How does that impact, you know, someone who is actually single, you know, who understands that, you know, there are certain things that will cause me to be aroused. There are certain things that, as a believer, by the way, because, you know, you have, you know, singles who would prefer to be intimate, you know, sexually intimate, you know, on their own because of their own desires. But for a believer who understands the principles and rules of God that says, you know, we have to keep ourselves, you know, until that time, until we get married, until we have that covenant, right? So what does that look like for a single person going to bed, knowing that they're a sexual being and have those urges?
Right. I love this question, right? When we're single, let me start with a story. So before I got married, I went through 10 years of being celibate. And a lot of that, a lot of me being celibate meant that, you know, I thought in my mind that I just wanted to love God. I wanted to serve God. I wanted to do all the various things. And so for me, what that looked like was shutting down everything, shutting down who I was as a person, shutting down any sexual urge that I had because, you know, I'm going through celibacy. And so I'm not wanting to think about sex at all because I'm thinking that if I entertain anything, I am pretty much going against God. And what I did not understand was that when you shut down your sexuality because you're single, I'm still a person, I'm still human, so I'm still a sexual being. And so I'm shutting it down, not knowing that I'm shutting down my body to even get to know myself. Mm. And so when you are single and you're shutting down everything, a lot of times we're doing that because we don't really understand like how that transfers over. But essentially, when you shut it down, you are shutting down the biggest part of you that allows you an opportunity to be able to know yourself. And when you do that, you go into a marriage and you go into a relationship not fully understanding who you are. And it's almost like you allow your spouse to be the person to define that for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I am going to walk on a little bit of thin ice here because you said shutting it down isn't something that single should apply, you know. And you said not to suppress or we shouldn't suppress those feelings, or one shouldn't because I'm married. A single person shouldn't suppress those urges and those feelings, but they should learn their bodies. Now, I tread in. There's a Christian show, right? So what does that look like, okay? And I just had a show last week about some stuff. I didn't have a show. So what does it look like for a single person to get to know their body, to get to know how to deal with their urges, not suppressing them, not ignoring them, prior to marriage?
Well, it's just a matter of sitting with yourself, right? The reason why I love the sentences is because it allows you an opportunity to be able to engage yourself, right? It's pretty much learning you. And when it comes to touch, right? Because that's what we're talking about right now. This is understanding how I like to be touched. And I'm talking about a sexual, talking about just having the ability to understand that pleasure is okay. And I think that's ultimately the thing that leads to knowing that, you know, it's okay for me to touch myself, to learn myself. And I'm not talking about a sexual context. I'm talking about just understanding that pleasure is okay. God designs, He desires for you to explore pleasure, to be experienced in pleasurable things, and not being able to shut that down. And so touching is okay, as long as you are doing it in an educational format. One of the things that I sell are these massage candles, right? And with the massage candles that I have, I like to sell them to singles. Sometimes single people buy them. And a lot of times when they're like, oh, I don't want that, because that it automatically implies that, well, I need another partner for this. But no, it's really just paying attention to that sense. The massage candles, you pour it on you and you are massaging yourself and learning that it's okay to experience pleasure. It's okay for me to understand that pleasure is okay.
Boy, Coach Tammy, listen, let me tell you something. Boy, this, oh Lord. Coach Tammy, I know. Like, I mean, we could agree to disagree. I know, because, you know, it's a thin line also with having to, like you explained, touching yourself just for educational purposes, knowing your body, versus going over that and be like, oh Lord, I can't take this no more. I got to do some stuff. But give me 1 second. Let's get the phone lines real quick. Tammy, I don't know. But let's see. Your Lane Talk Show. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Coach. And good afternoon to Ms. Tommy. Ms. Tommy is on to something.
Okay.
Right? But let me ask you something, Coach. And I'm Coach Tommy.
Coach Tommy. Mm-hmm.
Any of you ever flew a plane before?
No, I haven't. I don't know if Coach Tommy has.
Never. You could never miss flying a plane. You could never miss something done before. You, baby, can have fantasies of doing it, but you can't miss doing it.
Because you've never experienced it.
Some women in the churches today.
Mm-hmm.
If a gentleman sit on the side of them in the church, they get jumpy. Now they saving them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're having that flashback from the past. They save. They shouting, they dancing, they jumping, they save. But they has that flashback of the bar.
Mm.
So when I hear women in church saying that they never slaved with a man before in their life, no man ever touched them in a certain way other than a friendship hug or a shake of hands or something like that. But every time they get touchy, they get scary.
Mm-hmm.
What do we call that?
What do we call that, Tommy? And to be honest with you, I mean that's a natural human reaction, though, eh?
No,
it's just what you do with you know those emotions, right? Is that what you were asking?
I understand what she's saying to me, but that what I mean is that you ever see some people so holy to be on earth?
Yeah.
You ever met somebody that's so much a Christian they shouldn't be here?
Yeah.
These are the type of people I'm talking about.
Mm. The ones who don't believe that it's okay to have those feelings and emotions.
You're human. Mm-hmm. And then you were talking about relationships when you started, Coach. Learning, knowing your partner is very important. Learning your partner. July 19th of this year would have made me 29 years married if my wife was alive.
Mm.
29. And when I go home, just by the music she playing when I walk in, believe it or not, on a Wednesday or a Thursday, just by the food she cook,
yeah,
I know what type of mood she in.
Yeah, but can you say that even in the midst of you know, those years with her, that you were still learning her? Can you say that?
Yes.
I love that. So I don't feel bad.
Wife dated every Wednesday. We go to the movies. Yeah. We go by the fish fry. We guys go for some ice cream. Every Wednesday. We don't do nothing Wednesday evening other than be together.
Yeah, you're dating.
And we were still dating until my wife, and anybody that listens, who knows my voice, they'll call and complain. Nobody can come to my house on Wednesday night.
Mm. Shut down.
That's our night.
I love that. I love that.
Son,
we're actually going to talk about marriages in a minute.
Night.
I love that. And thank
Wednesday
you so much.
Our night.
I love that. Thank you so much, caller. Thank you for calling in. We're gonna talk about marriages as well, but we wanna stay focused right now so that we can get a better understanding. Thank you so much for calling in. So, Coach, you get that?
Yeah.
Coach, now
I'm trying to understand the question.
I think he just called with a statement. I don't think he had a question per se, because he actually said that you were onto something. But so we wanna hear more from this because you have me on edge. In fact, there is someone that posted on the Facebook page. She said, "Isn't that masturbating?"
No.
That's a thin line. Like, she's not masturbating. She's saying just to get to know yourself or whatever. So I'm gonna let her explain that because,
right?
You know, because sometimes you get to the point where you're so excited, you know, you may end up slipping. Go, Coach.
Yeah, and I think it has to be very intentional, right? Like, you have to have a premeditated plan to say, okay, I'm going to learn something about my body today. And we call this mirroring, where you look in the mirror and you label your parts, you understand your body, Because how would you not know your body, but then expect for your spouse to be able to know that? The goal of this is to know that when you do get married, I should be knowing my body. I should know how to label it. I should know how to label my body parts, right? I should have a basic understanding of how I like to be touched, because I take time in taking care for myself. When I am applying lotion to my body, I pay attention to how that makes me feel. I take my time. I engage in the senses, right? When I shower, I am taking my time in the shower and paying attention to, you know, how the soap lathers my skin, right? I'm using tools in the shower. You know, sometimes they have like those gloves and I'm showering. I'm paying attention to how things feel when it touches my body. Because the thing that you don't want to do is get into marriage and don't know what it is that you like. And so the goal of this is to help you understand, okay, I like this. So I can be able to articulate, I can communicate this with my spouse to help him learn how to serve me better.
I got you. And I have a better understanding of that. Why do you think so many women feel shame around their how do we start letting them go, letting that go for real? Like, even as a single person, you're preparing for marriage, especially those who are waiting to get married, and they have issues with wanting to look at their bodies in the mirror. They have issues with wanting to, you know, really examine themselves, as you've stated. Why do you think that is?
A lot of times it stems from, I'm trying to say this in a sensitive way because I don't want to blame the church, right? But there is a message that is translated that touching yourself is bad. We call it purity culture, which is a culture that trains you that there's a checklist of things that you have to do in order to stay pure for marriage. And it does a disservice to especially women because it allows them the opportunity to feel that learning myself is not good. Understanding pleasure is not good. And right, we're always being told what we cannot do, but we're not really told how the pleasure and the beauty of God's design and how that translates into marriage. We attach shame, we attach our experiences to our current situations, right? Sometimes when we're hearing these messages from the church, we're hearing it from an unhealed place. Sometimes we've experienced trauma. Sometimes we look and we see culture and we see what's happening within society. And so everything about sex is like completely shunned away. But we have to remember that sex is a God thing and we have to understand it in the context of how God created it to be. And nothing about it has ever been negative. It's always been something about his design. It's always been something for you to enjoy. It's always been all these positive things, but we can't correlate that because we have so many different missed messages telling us that these things are not okay.
Yeah. So like you said before, we're not blaming the church, but the church made something to do with it or a little to do with it, right? But this is what I want to share. I have to put in a little something right there. God is so strategic in everything that he does. This is my personal opinion, okay? So y'all don't come for me. I think that we blame the church too much. And I think that what God is doing now, thank God for certain things like podcasts and certain things like, you know, talk shows, etc., where knowledge can be given to believers so that the weight of conversations like this doesn't necessarily have to be on the church. You understand what I'm saying? So this is my opinion. I just ain't nowhere in the Bible, but I'm just saying. In fact, if I were to use a part of the Bible, I would say that be your body. And so the church may be the head. And so you have people like myself, people like you, other believers who can be the hands, the feet, or whatever have you. But we're still one body at large where we're still, you know, professing God as Lord and Savior, creator of heaven and earth, etc. And we're using biblical principles to apply to believers so that they can know how to live this abundant life that has asked us to live or commanded us to live, right? And so I'm at a different mindset of how I view the church. Once again, my opinion. All right. And so that's why even while I was preparing this show 4 years ago, what I said as the tag is out of the four walls and into media. What does that look like? It means that you can still get the truth however you perceive it and apply it however Holy Spirit teaches, you know, allow, because, you know, when you have, you hear messages, you eat the meat and you spit out the bone. So whatever, however it applies to you. So, you know, y'all stop beating up the church, man. The church sending us out, you know, the church sending saints out to deliver messages that may not necessarily have to be on the pulpit, right? And then there are some churches, really, they would have like a probably a Wednesday night service or a single service or couple service that discuss these things. But I get what you're saying. I just wanted to put that little plug in. Don't put too much weight on the church. But we're still the church. So I wanted to share that little piece. Let's get back to you, Tammy, because that was on my heart a little while. It ain't just you, because I've been hearing that a lot. I want to talk about back to using the five senses. Remember, initially we spoke about that. And I want you to break it down a little bit more for me. I know you spoke about the candle. Then you spoke about, you know, putting the wax on your body or just to feel it or just to know how it feels. All right. So we got the scent. We got our nose. We got the touch from the candles. What about certain sounds and tastes and what we see?
So the ultimate message that I want to come across when it comes to the senses is that you should be able to redirect whatever it is that you are experiencing with one of the five senses so that you can train your body that it's okay to experience pleasure. So I want to say that it's kind of like when we're fasting, right? When we're fasting, we are fasting from food. And so we're not eating anything, but we are feeding on spiritual food, which is the word of God. Mm-hmm. So essentially that is a redirect, right? We are training our body to get full off of, you know, the spiritual food as opposed to the natural food. And so when it comes to your body senses, it's really about, you know, understanding, okay, what is it that my body needs at this particular moment? Because sometimes when we're experiencing urges, when we're experiencing these desires, it's not exactly sex that we are desiring. Mm-hmm. It's something deeper. It's your body letting you know that you want to be cared for in a particular way. And so when we sit with that and we really dissect and understand, okay, what is it that my body needs at this particular moment? Then you redirect it to one of the five senses to be able to engage with that. And so when it comes to like sound, right, if I am in a moment where I'm like, okay, God, like I need to hear from you because I'm having these urges, the way that we could transfer that is probably through worship music, right? That's the sounds because you're hearing. And when you are engaging in worship, you are open, able to redirect that urge that you have towards worship so that God can then fulfill those desires. So I hope that makes sense.
I love that. I love that. So those desires are being met, or those voids are being met through God, you know, during worship, which is a form of intimacy, you know. So I thought you saying that is quite applicable and necessary for those, especially as singles, to redirect those urges, you know, and allow him to fill that, you know, with his presence. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break because, yes, we spoke about the physical, but as we've stated, there are other parts of intimacy that we have yet to uncover for today's show. So we're going to discuss that right after these messages.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Comm staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Great meal is a simple yet powerful idea. Quality. At Del Monte, we are committed to cultivating quality, growing the freshest, most nutritious vegetables, fruits, and tomatoes for your family. With non-GMO ingredients and BPA-free packaging, you can trust that every can is packed with goodness. So whether it's a quick snack or a hearty family dinner, Del Monte brings wholesome flavor to your table. Look for it in your favorite food store. Del Monte, fresh taste, smart choices. Distributed by Thompson Trading.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, everyone, to your Lane Talk Show with your coach, Trish Hannah, broadcasting live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM dial. We have with us our guest for today, Coach Tammy. All right, we're talking about intimacy, okay? Are you ready for intimacy? What does that look like, you know? What does that look like for a single? What does it look like for singles? What does it look like for married couples, all right? So just before our break, we were discussing, you know, our senses, you know, physical senses in preparation for intimacy. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the mental part of it, you know, preparing mentally, preparing for marriage mentally, you know, as far as intimacy is concerned. So for those who are in preparation, the singles who are tuning in now, so we know it's more than just preparing physically, wanting to know our bodies, as Coach Tammy stated, wanting to get to learn what pleases us, but it's more to it. It starts with the mind. So let me let Coach Tammy talk about that a little further. Coach Tammy, talk to us about preparing our minds for intimacy for a single person. And remember, we're going to talk about married folk in a minute.
Intimacy begins with the relationship with God that you have. And so, you know, when we think about intimacy, it's just really understanding, do we have a real good relationship with God? And how is that translated? Because that ultimately prepares our mind for it, the relationship that we have with Him. Now, when it comes to singles, what I would recommend is to really understand the foundational pieces when it comes to God, right? Knowing that, okay, if I am going to be married, what is the foundation? And preparing for that. For example, Matthew, I think it's Matthew 7 and 24, where it says that if you build on a solid foundation, that it's able to withstand the test of times. So understanding that there is a foundational ground when it comes to intimacy and the relationship, and that's understanding how God has designed you, what He wants to reveal through you, and understanding all the things that He wants to in your relationship with the relationship that you have with Him and the relationship that He wants to be transferred over. And so intimacy really begins with that relationship and knowing God. If you don't know God, you won't know intimacy.
That's the foundation. Knowing God is the foundation of intimacy. Knowing who He is, knowing why you were created, what your purpose is, knowing, you know, the fact that He is all-knowing, so He knows everything about you. He knows your desires. He knows what you like and what you don't like, even before you knew what you liked and what you don't like. I like that, Tammy. So what about preparing emotionally?
And that's putting in the work, right? This is why the census is so important, because that allows you the opportunity to put into the work. This is how you are communicating with your friends when you go out. This is how you are, you know, spending time with yourself. This is just about learning who I am, because you can't go into any relationship without understanding you. And I think a lot of times we're not spending enough time with ourselves to learn ourselves, to even understand where to even begin. Because we're like, hold on, wait a minute. I'm not really prepared for everything that's happening. I'm really shocked in how I feel. I don't know how to communicate what it is that I need. But sometimes we're not doing the work to figure that out.
Yeah. We're not doing the work. And speaking of which, even as we transition into, you know, a husband or a wife preparing for intimacy, let's say someone who is connecting for the first time, you know, that wedding night. Let's hope they're connecting for the first time on the wedding night. No judgment here, right? So, like, what is preparation for a woman who've already just coupled probably, what, less than a half an hour to an hour ago, have said yes, has made, you know, her commitment to, and her covenant has been made to her husband and, you know, those who have witnessed, you know, her yes to him. I know that preparation comes way before that night, but what does that look like? Who's preparing for that wedding night?
Well, it happens within the relationship. So it's your ability to be able to share, to be able to communicate. When you are within a relationship, how you respond is going to be based on how safe you feel. And how safe you feel is going to determine how relaxed you are. And so if you are completely comfortable with your spouse, even in the relationship, if you're comfortable, then you're going to already be in a relaxed state of mind if you know who you are. And so the preparation is just getting to know your person, getting to know your spouse. And that's a process that's going to take time. Mm-hmm. And the amount of freeness that you are going to experience is going to be based on the level of safety that you feel within that relationship.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you said that, because even for me, when one of the clients who I've had spoke to me about her sexual experience, she's married, and, you know, she said with her issue was, you know, thinking about the past trauma that she experienced even during the time that, and she knows her husband knows her. They've been married for about 10 plus years, but she still has those trauma or those flashbacks, right, of what was done to her in the past. So there's, I said, you know, there's a certain way that he touches her. There's a certain way that he touches a part of her thigh. Then she began to explain to me what happened initially during the time that she had with her uncle. He started with touching her thighs. And so it brought back a lot of flashbacks for her, to the point where it was very difficult for her to relax. It was very difficult for her to be herself, even in the 10-year period, right?
Yeah.
Because of the past hurt and trauma. So let's uncover that a little. Let's talk about the importance of dealing with that, even if you are single, dealing with that now, so that it doesn't impact your marriage.
Yeah, again, this is why it's so important to be able to do the work prior, because, you know, we were talking about touch earlier as it relates to the senses.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that touch does is we call it mapping, right? Mapping your body. Sometimes when you are engaged in mapping your body, understanding your body, don't like to be touched, these are things that are revealed to you in the process. And so you're learning essentially your triggers. You're learning what triggers you so that when you get married, right, you're in the intimate space with your spouse. I know that when he touches me on my thigh, I can communicate with that with my spouse. Now, this is where intimacy is, you know, having the ability to be seen, heard, and valued, right? Mm-hmm. And that being met with the security. So now I'm being able to communicate that when I'm triggered, when I'm being touched on my thigh. So the security is in, how is he now catering to you to cater to that, the fact that you don't like to be touched there.
Mm-hmm.
So now your spouse has a role to play in nurturing you so that you can be less triggered until to the point where you are no longer triggered. And this is why it's so important to who you marry. Because whoever you marry should have the ability to be able to match and give you the level of security that you need especially in spaces when there's trauma involved.
Listen, that is so good. But we ain't even going to touch that because that's a juicy one right there. It's important who you marry. It is important. You talk to the men who are tuning in. Maybe they have a wife who may, you know, they find themselves listening to their wives sharing the same issue. It may not necessarily be touching on the thigh, but some type of trigger because of past trauma, you know. So how do we speak to those men who are tuning in, knowing, because maybe they don't know how to be gentle enough. Maybe they are good men. Maybe they are good husbands, but gentle enough to cater to the needs of their wives.
I love this question. I was listening to a podcast the other day where there was a gentleman. He had a wife, and his wife, she had a miscarriage. And after the miscarriage, she was going through her healing process, and she had a scar under her belly because she had to do a C-section based off of the miscarriage that she had. It was to have a delivery. And so while he was being intimate with his spouse, the Holy Spirit said, I need you to kiss these scars, mm-hmm. right? And so he began to be gentle, and he started kissing her scars slowly. And in the process, she began crying. And so she began to have a process of being healed because the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that I need you to nurture her in this area, right? And imagine the intimacy that they had because
what?
He was gentle with her in that way.
Right? Pause right there. Pause
That's
right there.
Like.
I want the men to know the more you cater to our needs, and I'm not saying this not to say that I how they say sexist and all this other stuff. But let's look at it. We are to our needs in those areas, those emotional needs. It's so much easier for us to cater to you. Not saying that we shouldn't cater at all. So, you know, how people like to twist up your words. It relaxes us even more. It actually causes us to, those endorphins, those hormones, right? They start to increase even more when we see that you are being gentle enough with the insecurities or the issues that we may be having. That's like a whole new different wave of water blowing in that bedroom. I can tell you that for sure. Go ahead, Coach Tommy.
Yeah, and that scripture, right? That's, I think it's what, 1 Peter 3:7, where it says that, you know, it is your responsibility as a male to cater to the emotional needs of your wife because she is the weaker vessel. And so when you are living that out, she is feeling secure, and that is increasing the intimacy that you have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's look at this question real quick. Somebody that posted a question on Facebook says, would that be different, you versus a spouse touching you? You may not have a reaction until you are touched by someone else. I think that's a really good question. What are your thoughts on that, Coach Tommy?
Absolutely. Sometimes when you are mapping, you're going to learn some things of what triggers you. But when you become married, you're going to learn about more things, but mm-hmm. you'll be less triggered, right? We can't possibly predict every trigger
that we can't have.
Mm-hmm. But if we can and be aware and learn some, it will be helpful for us because we'll be less triggered in certain areas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so for women who do struggle with being vulnerable, and how can they start feeling safe enough to really open up to their spouses in reference to those triggers?
Well, the first reason, first thing I would like to ask is, why don't you feel safe enough to be able to speak to your spouses about that?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're not in a position to be able to communicate that, then we have a deeper issue going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really finding out, well, what's refraining me from communicating that?
Mm-hmm.
Do I feel like I'm not safe, right? Like, what's preventing me? And sometimes that might mean that we might still be living in that trauma.
I got you. Now, I see a caller here, but I do not see my producer, so let me try to see if I'm able to do this without him. So, caller, if I do or accidentally hang up, please call me back in about a minute. Your Lane Talk Show, good afternoon. Yeah, I can't do it without him. So, caller, thank you for calling. I'll just have to wait until he returns, and then I'll get you on board with the show. So, if you want to, you can either hold or you can call back in a minute, all right? So, we'll continue on with the show. Chris, you're fired today. You're fired today. All right, he ain't here yet, so I probably went to deal with something. All right. so what are some of the, let's, because we're on the wives now, we're on the marriages now, so this is exciting for me. What are some of the simple ways wives can reconnect with themselves and get that desire for intimacy for those who may have lost it? Because, you know, as you get older, your libido starts to decrease, you know, that intimacy dies down because, you know, you may have your children, you have stress going on, you got all kind of different issues happening. How can wives reconnect to get back into that, you know, vulnerable moment or space for their significant other?
Well, the first thing I would ask is, what are the limitations around you that would prevent you from having intimacy in your life, right? Sometimes it might mean I am overstressed, I'm overwhelmed, I have a lot of chores, I have a lot of these things to do, I have a million things going on and no balance. So sometimes it's the reason why you don't have intimacy is because you are neglecting certain areas in your life that needs to be tended to. And so sometimes you got to pull back and figure out, okay, how can I make myself a priority so that I'm even positioned to be able to pour into other people?
Thank you, Tammy. Chris is back. Chris, can we get the caller on the line? Caller, thank you so much for your patience. Good afternoon. Welcome to your Lane Talk Show.
Yeah, good afternoon. I was wondering, is it healthy for a husband in a relationship to always be placating or always trying to appease his wife's emotions always? Wouldn't that make him or put him in a, like, the back burner position? Like, who's going to cater to him if he's always, because we know emotions tend to change rapidly. And if you always deal with a woman, you always got to, make her even. Because if he's the backbone, always got to, like, I mean, you know, deal with her emotions. And, you know, women tend to be emotional, like you guys said. Who's going to, does he go outsource it to another woman, or does he outsource it to his brother? Or psych? I mean, who's going to deal with him when he have to be there for her? That's my question.
Thank you so much for calling. Mind you, we're not saying that he should always be there for her. That's why I was very careful of how I made that statement. You want to be able to be there for each other, okay? We want to be able to give each other 100% of each other, right? And so cater to our men as well. That's imperative for us to do. We also have to understand, especially when it comes to what the Word of God says, that we give our bodies to each other. We give ourselves to each other. Women submit our, we submit ourselves to our husbands, means we honor them. You know, we cater to them as well. So we're not saying, don't get us wrong, we're not saying that, yes, we are emotional beings, but men are also emotional, you know, and so they have those emotions as well. So we're saying in that case where we're talking about trauma, you know, that's the instance of what we're referring to. But you do have some men who have trauma as well. And I think what Coach Tammy was saying in both instances, that you communicate that with you. If there is an issue that a man has had, you know, previously or prior to marriage or at whatever time in their lives, that it's vital or imperative that they share that with their spouse, you know. And of course, it's up to the spouse, hoping that their spouse is sensitive enough to cater to the emotional needs of their the house as well. So that's what we're saying. Don't get us wrong. I highly endorse us as women ensuring that our men are also taken care of. All right. And I don't say 50-50, I say 100-100. Okay. Tammy, you wanna tag on that?
Yeah. Pretty much everything that you just said, right? When you're think about how God wired us. He created women to be emotional, right? It says that we are the weaker vessel. And so when it comes to submission, all the things, when you are able to, when your spouse is going through something and you are catering to her from where she is, her automatic response is to take care of you back.
Absolutely.
Right? Because there's an exchange going on. So we have to think, like, your marriage is a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You are giving to your spouse is giving back to you. And when we think about that, we have to think about covenant, we have to think about God. There's so many different layers to this. But ultimately, we are always submitting to God, right? God says that our bodies belong to Him, right? And in return, you are giving it to your spouse. And you cater to each other based on where you're at, because there are going to be times in the relationship where the wife is not capable because she has children. She is going through something emotional. She's going through something medical, right? You cater to that from where you're at. But then there's also going to be times where you as the husband are not able to do something because you're going through your own thing.
Yeah, seasons
change. And the wife should be able to cater to that. If there is an exchange that should be going on.
Mm-hmm.
The way that we are designed, the person who carries the weight, the exchange and response is to lift that.
I love that. I love that so much. It's like, once again, we don't do the 50-50 thing. We don't believe in the 50-50 thing. Everything is you give in of yourselves, of course. And as Tommy stated, we give as unto the Lord. All right. So what we're doing is we're honoring God in the midst of serving one another or submitting to one another. Tommy, let's get this call. Your Lane Talk Show. Good afternoon.
Yes. Good afternoon, Your Lane.
Yes, sir.
The Lord, the sword and the covenant of the Lord. Eh? But this is, I mean, in denying, I'm not a sex expert. I'm speaking from sex experience. And so I'm listening to the lady, and I am piggybacking up the last call from the gentleman, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who he is, but for me, right, denying sexual feelings, emotions, is kind of being hypocritical, right? Which is pretty hard, you know. There might have been a period in time in my life in which I might have been without sex in my younger days, et cetera, et cetera. And I would have been more. But, you know, I don't think, I don't know who's losing their libido, right? I had a friend, 71 years old. He was just having a conversation because he's trying to sell a house of his, right? So he was like, he looks good for his age. So he has a gray. So he asked me to make grays. And he was telling me he has a 10-year-old. So I was so laughing because he's 60. I'm 61 and he's 71.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a 10-year-old. And she's very bright in school, et cetera, et cetera. So I laughed at him. I said, man, you're in a worse position than me. But, I mean, I'm in the same position. But as relates to sex and feelings, something I want to chime on as it relates to the gentleman, and I don't want to talk about past experience, as someone being holier than thou, right? Or Christianist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And wallowing in self-righteousness, denying their sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is, now, I had a friend. Well, she was a female friend, right? She was much younger than me. And so as we catering to woman, right? I like that because I like to please a woman, not only in bed, but other ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so which is natural. And so one of the things that I found out is that this female friend of mine, she touched me in a certain area. I'll say it, and it's my rib area. And I always smile and push her, because I couldn't, it feels too ticklish, it feels too good. And she's always wondering, like, why? She said, what happened? Nobody else has do that to you. Like, you know, it's just, it feels so, maybe you all did come from our ribs, because I can't take that. That's one spot that actually excites me when a female put a hand on my ribs. It does something to me.
What?
And so, yeah, she learned that. And so she learned that. And so this is how a lot of women lose their men. Because some women, with more experience, they learn certain things, and then they're able to use that to, like, sexually arouse you, et cetera, et cetera. And so with even in me touching them at the time, it was always the way their skin felt. So I think it's all about just being real with yourself and knowing how somebody else feels to you,
mm-hmm.
instead of denying it. Every woman feels different. And that's the way we all men, we lie. Some skin tight, some feel different. We want to deny and play around. This has nothing to do with marriage and who's holy and thou. This is a natural thing there. And so I had a Christian friend, a girlfriend when I was in my 30s. Beautiful lady. I wouldn't say what profession she was in.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was a virgin. I'm not guessing this. Okay? So we used to sleep together, and it wasn't a platonic relationship, but we used to do other things, but we never saw sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she was waiting on. You understand me?
Yeah.
And so one night we were sleeping together, and she started shaking me and waking me up and telling me, if I can make her feel good, right? You understand me? This is what she said. But just, I don't want to call anybody name.
Right.
So I did that. And so she would, I wouldn't say what it was, but us men were weak, and it was doing it in a way, way, way. And all of a sudden she would deny having sex, but eventually it happened. So, it wasn't like regular, but it was her denying, you know, when you're playing around with fire and then all of a sudden the fire catches, you know what I mean? So it is what it is. So I don't know how you deal with situations like that when sex is a natural thing, whether you're married or not. I mean, it's just all about self-control and having respect for one another. So all of this talk about, I mean, I'm not denying marriage because, you know, see some married woman. I've never, as a matter of fact, with me, with my principle, I've never bothered with a married woman, and I won't never bother with a married woman because me and my friends at our age, we always make a joke. You might be able to beat her husband, but in the moment of him seeing you with her, he'll be like Samson. So I don't bother with people and their woman. Okay. Hang up and have a good day. Bless her.
Thank you so much. But guess what, caller? You answered your own question. It comes with self-control, right, and discipline, and having to know, you know, to respect each other's bodies. And but as you know, when we do make our comments, it's primarily for believers. So obviously someone who is outside of, you know, not understanding the biblical principles will deny what we're saying or wouldn't really agree with what we're saying because they would do what they want to do anyway. But even as believers, you know, sometimes we slip before. We're not perfect. We're not holier than thou. There are times and instances, even as singles, that we tend to, you know, still indulge in sexual intimacy, okay? So it's like, that's just how it is. That's just how it is, sir. But I thank you so much for calling anyway. So we're going to, I don't know, like, I'm all over the place now, Tammy. I don't know where you want to come back on to. But we understand in the midst of all of this that I do want to correct. I see somebody posted something that I do want to correct. Where is that? That's not true. As you get older, as you get older, your libido doesn't decrease. I am in my 50s and have a high sex drive, and so do my friends. Guess what? I don't know if I said specifically is if you got older, that's what happens, but I do apologize. That does not apply to everyone, but it does apply to some people that and that is biologically proven and scientifically proven that there are some people that there the libidos decrease as they increase. Now, we're not saying that's everyone, okay? So thank you so much, Shaky Webster, for sharing that. And kudos to you, sweet girl, because when I get in my 50s plus, I better be ready and continuing going because look here. Oh, we'll leave that alone. It's awesome to know that, you know, that you can still be able to be as intimate, to be intimate at, you know, 50, 60, 70, the caller said the man is in his 70s. So, Coach Tammy, let's get back on track now. We're all over the place. All right. So let's talk about intimacy in the marriage. Let's talk about the mental state of a married woman or man, because we have obviously a bunch of men calling as well. The mental state of a married person preparing for that intimate moment. All right. Not the ones that are preparing for marriage, but, you know, you in your second year, your third year, your fifth year, your seventh year, etc. You just come home from work. There's a caller that says when he comes home and there's a certain scent that is in the house that he know for sure what his woman into. All right. But she had to prepare herself as well. Right. What are some things that wives have to do or should do or some things that men should do to prepare for those moments?
Okay, so I love this question, too, because this is just another reminder that, you know, intimacy doesn't begin in the bedroom. It begins from the last time that you have engaged with your spouse, right? It's how you are communicating with each other, how you're spending time with each other, how you're helping each other. It's really catering to your love languages, right? And just not making it in a way where, okay, It's nighttime, time to have sex. You have to prepare your mind by doing things. So how does your spouse like to be catered to, essentially? And so if your spouse likes, there's this thing, it's called erotic thread, right? What are some of the erotic things that you are doing to turn your spouse on so that you can get your mind mentally prepared? It could be the text messages that you're sending throughout the day. It could be, you know, pictures. It could be, you know, the little gestures that you do, the love notes. It's how, whatever it is that your spouse likes and catering to that throughout the day to prepare you mentally for it.
So how do we deal with a woman? We know the sexting, that's what we call it, sexting. We know that it's applicable, but what about, you know, physically for someone just coming home from work, especially, you know, women coming home, picking up the kids, preparing the meals, you know, ensuring that the homework is done. You know, this doesn't apply to everyone, all right? I had to put my little something in there. We know it doesn't apply to everyone. We have men. We have stay-at-home men, husbands as well, and men who pick up the kids as well. But for a typical, you know, here in the Bahamas, it's usually the women who pick up the kids, come home, prepare the meals, make sure the homework is done, et cetera, et cetera. How can they prepare themselves physically and mentally for, you know, those moments?
Well, it's planning. So this is planning in advance, making sure that you have things in place so that the weight is not so heavy at the end of the day. Asking for help. If you know that today is going to be a day where, okay, let's just say we schedule sex for today. So because I schedule sex, I know that I might need a little bit of help around the house. I might help around with some of the chores. Just asking your spouse to chip in or preparing a plan for you to be able to do things in advance so that you don't have a whole lot to do at the end of the day. It could be prep work. If you are cooking, it could be ordering out. We're going to order out today. It could be finding a babysitter. It could be all the things that you need to do to prepare yourself so that you are not feeling heavy at the end of the day. And what is your spouse doing to contribute to that?
I love that. Let's get another question from our inputs on Facebook. The question is, can we also speak to the fact that part of intimacy is financial support? It is very difficult to have sex with a broke, lazy man. Oh, Lord. Oh. Okay, so... okay, first of all, I love the question, too. I love the question with, you know, the financial support, because it is difficult, you know, when you know you have bills and you know good and well the light about to turn off and then about tomorrow. So it's very hard for you to just get in that mood. But I don't believe in calling men broke. Yeah. Okay. That's all.
So listen, there are different levels of intimacy. There's emotional intimacy. There's financial intimacy. And what she's speaking about is financial intimacy. Because if there is a strain within the relationship financially, it does create friction within the relationship. And now when you have financial struggles within the marriage and it is creating tension within the marriage, this is where you really have to have that conversation, that heart-to-heart, and begin to know, okay, how are we utilizing our finances and what are some things that we can do to build on that? Sometimes we have just a mismatch in finances, even in the mindset, even in, you know, coming into the marriage, right? There was a single mom that I, well, not single, she wasn't single. She was married, but she had children. And she had agreed that she was going to be the stay-at-home mom, and the spouse was, her husband was going to work, right? And so when he was working, he didn't take into account that, hold on, wait, I might become overwhelmed. And so when she asked for finances, he didn't want to give it. It wasn't that he didn't want to give it to her, but it was because if he gave her money, then he wouldn't have enough to pay a bill. But he had agreed to be the head of the house and allow her to stay home. But what did that do to her? And now it placed her in a position where she had to depend on finances, and it made her insecure to be able to ask for finances. And so obviously that created tension within the relationship, because she's like, wait a minute, now I feel like I'm being controlled with finances and he has all of the security and I don't. And so because of that, she did not want to be intimate. And so what they had to do was they had to have like a come to Jesus moment. They had to really sit down and say, okay, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about how we're going to do the finances, understand where that money mindset came from. And then you learn that these are the traditions that were passed down from his family. His dad was the head of the household. His dad did this. He limited the amount of funds that he gave to his wife. And so it just trickled down into their marriage. And through it, it took some time. It took a long time. But they had those issues within their marriage. So financial intimacy is a very real thing.
Yeah, it is a real thing. Texter, I am not reading this text because you can't. Taxi, you can't. No, devil is a liar. I hear what you're saying to the person on Facebook with the input, but this particular show, if we're referring to married couples, I honor the husband and I honor wives. I honor the husband, I honor the wives. So just to even call that person that, I personally don't allow that on the show. That's why. I'm not saying that the person isn't, but just to call them out like that, it's kind of difficult for me to do that. But I thank you. And it can be true, but calling them out like that publicly, no. So that's why. All right. So, Texter, now you got to change up them words now, because you can't have two of them like that and then expect me to read that. I can't do that. So switch that up and I may be able to have time to read that question. Y'all really fresh around here, you know. Anyway. So, Tommy, let's get back to you. It's important to have those discussions before marriage. I think that is vital, you know, financial expectations, because there are times, though, don't get me wrong, there are times in the marriage where things happen, you know, unexpectedly things happen, but hopefully you would have the discussion of saying, what if something happened? You know, you want to have that plan B if an event that something happened. Have you been saving? Have we been saving? Would you have in your hands or with your hands to do so in the event that, you know, you may lose your job or, God forbid, something like COVID or something happens again, you able to sustain the family, right? All right. So, Tommy, we're going to talk now about communication before we wrap up, just about a minute or so, because we only have a few more minutes left. Why do you think it's so hard for women to express their needs, and how can we get better at that?
Well, the reason why they can't express their needs is because they don't know what they want. And again, we're going to go right back to the beginning work of what we're supposed to do, but we don't, which is learning ourselves before we get married. And so because we don't know what we like, what we don't like, how do we then be able to articulate that? Mm-hmm. So now we're waiting for our spouses to be able to determine or decide what is going to feel good for us. We're waiting for them to let us know what we like. And we still don't know what we like. That is one of the biggest issues that women have, is they don't know how to communicate because they don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm. And so as we wrap up, if you had to shift one mindset for a woman around pleasure and self-acceptance, and that's for a single or married woman, so you could dissect and you know, distinguish how you're going to word that.
I would just say that, understand that, you know, pleasure is not a bad thing. Being a sexual being is a beautiful thing. And so just take the time and spend time learning you, because all of this could be solved. All of the issues that you have could be solved if you just learn who you are, and if you learn how that can be transferred into your relationship. You got to be able to communicate. You got to be able to communicate what you like. And if you don't know what you like, then you will not have space for intimacy to grow. Then you're going to be depending on somebody to be able to teach that to you. And it's not going to end well for you. You're not going to be happy with that. You're going to be blaming yourself. It might cause you to be insecure within your relationship. So many various things. And so it's so important to get to know yourself, because when you know who you are now confident, and now you can communicate in that state.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Tommy. Let's read some of the text messages. Hopefully that other texter fixed what he said, because I really can't read that. Y'all going to have Erica come and locking me up and iron into that. For the international listeners, IRCA is an organization that monitors what is said and broadcasted in Nassau, Bahamas. So we have to be very mindful of some of the things that we say. All right. So this texter says, I am laughing like crazy about that person who can't have sex with a lazy, broke man. Oh, my God. Listen, what's with y'all? But it isn't the fact that the person's lazy and broke. Only it's just the fact that you're worrying about how the bills are going to be paid. So if your mind is on worrying, then of course you're ultimately not want to be able to engage in any sexual activities. So yes, the person lazy and broke, you know, as y'all are stating, Lord, we ain't dishonoring people today. But we still have to understand that when our minds are on something, it's very difficult to get in the zone or in the mood. All right.
I think it's about creating a plan on, you know, what are we going to do to get out of this financial situation? And when you are working towards something and setting goals, even small goals, that'll help you reframe the mindset, because now you're putting in the work.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Someone says, on the contrary, a man will marry a broke woman, but not vice versa. Y'all know how y'all's go. Good day. Some women in the Bahamas do not want to pay any bills. Some women keep their money and never want to help. Okay. All right. That's on for another discussion on another day. Let me see if I can read anything. Yeah. Having conversations. Okay. This is someone that is inputting on Facebook. It's like, this teaches women to take the shame out of knowing and asking for what they need. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if I were to wrap up all of this, it's basically in your communication, being able to share what you feel is suitable for you, you know, as a single person or as a married person, being able to communicate effectively and efficiently to your spouse, so that, you know, you all can meet each other where you are, and your desires for one another can be met as best as they possibly can. So Coach Tammy, as we wrap up once again, is there anything else that you want to say just before you leave, maybe something that we have not covered that you want to let the listening audience know or be aware of?
I would just say, you know, the way that you have the best intimacy within your marriage, even in your singleness, is just really building that relationship with God. We think automatically when we go to sex, when we talk about intimacy, but it's all the work that you are doing prior, before you even get there. Right. And so when you are building with God. He is teaching you. He's teaching you about yourself. You're learning you. Right. And so if you do the work prior to, you will have the best intimacy that you need. It has to be cultivated.
I'm OK. Let's read this question. I honestly did not see this. Hold on. I skipped that one. That's not intentional. You are sleeping with an unbeliever if the man doesn't take care of his family. The Bible says a man that doesn't take care of his family is an unbeliever. A man who doesn't take care of his family is less than an infidel. But we'll discuss that at another time, all right? That's a debatable topic, and we really don't have time, but I literally have like 7 minutes left. So, Tammy, can you just share with us how people can reach you? Sorry, you're saying something?
I was gonna say just to real quick, because, you know, we're thinking in terms of covenant, and I think it's very important to understand that when we are in covenant, yes, we have certain things that we have to uphold to, but covenant also teaches us that even when we are with an unbeliever, that it's the wife who sanctifies the spouse, or the unbelieving
Absolutely.
Spouse who sanctifies the other. And so sometimes we go through seasons where there's a downfall. And so sometimes we have to go through periods of where we are learning how to love them in a state, because that is what God is requiring.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's always a process with that as well. So,
Mind you, I think the texter, I'm sorry, the person that's inputting is stating for someone who's intentionally not wanting to take care, not in those seasons where, you know, there might be, you know, a job loss, et cetera, et cetera. So someone who's intentionally being, quote unquote, lazy. What's the other one? She said lazy and what? And no, what it was? Broke, lazy and broke. All right. But once again, we honor our husbands, okay? On your Lane talk show. So we ain't calling them lazy and broke. And they may be acting like that, but we're speaking life. we're speaking life into it. So Tammy, can share with us quickly, how can people reach you? How can they connect with you? How can they follow you on your social media platforms?
They can follow me on LLC, or you can find me on my website, is yourmarriagelab.com.
Say that again, man. You're going so fast. Go ahead. Take your time with that.
Yourmarriagelab.com.
Yes.
Or on Instagram, it is the Marriage Lab LLC.
I love that. Thank you. I want to thank Coach Tammy Beau-Lacroix for being a part of Your Lane Talk Show today. I think she's phenomenal. I think she was definitely phenomenal. And there are other things that we want to cover, but due to time, of course, we aren't able to do that. But we would have a part two, you know, where we can go ahead with some of the statements, we can actually uncover some of those statements that were mentioned. Not you, Texter. Not you. Okay? All right. Texter is misbehaving. All right. So before we leave, I want to state that as we're being, the entire show, we were talking about, you know, intimacy not starting only in the bedroom. It starts with, you know, communication, knowing yourself, et cetera. It starts within, not just physical. It's emotional, it's mental, it's financial, but ultimately it's spiritual. And to connect with yourself, how to be honest about where you are, what you feel, what your triggers are, what you desire, you're going to be struggling, or you may be struggling trying to connect with somebody else, or you may struggle. And I want to be mindful of the words that I say, right? I don't want to generalize everything, but you may have problems with that. And let's be real. Your spouse is not a mind reader, all right? Your boyfriend at the time is not a mind reader as far as wanting to know what, you know, what you're dealing with, or what you're up against, or for your husband or for your wife, you know, what triggers you, what turns you on, you know, all those other things. You can't expect them to just automatically know. That's where communication comes from. And many of us, if we're honest, we've never been taught this, right? We were told to suppress our feelings. We were told to ignore and just wait until marriage. Don't share about how we feel. Don't share about our likes and our dislikes, especially in our culture, in the Bahamian culture. But then we get married and we realize we're not prepared mentally or emotionally for what intimacy requires, right? So I thought that this conversation was so important. It's so relevant. So in this season, especially for my single women who are tuning in, become whole, become aware, especially those desiring marriage, to invest in your healing before you even say, yes, I will, before you get proposed, because you know at some point it's going to come up, because y'all probably been talking about it. Invest in your healing. Go find a therapist, find a coach, find someone that you can trust who can actually help you with that process, so that when intimacy actually shows up in your life, you're not confused, you're ready, okay? That looks like breaking spiritual soul ties, okay? Dealing with trauma. Dating and connecting with yourself. Coach Tammy spoke about that earlier. Getting to know who you are. Go take yourself on a date. Okay? Being an expert of yourself, if that makes sense. Yeah? So that when you know who you are, you could show up better. You can show up, you know, without anyone having to deter you from, or causing you to be a chameleon. You know, you blending in with that other person, knowing good and well that that's not what you like. That's not what you desire. That's not who you are, right? Knowing who you are, knowing what you stand for, knowing what pleases you or displeases you is vital before even getting in any form of relationship and ultimately getting married and getting into intimacy, all right? And for my married couples, let's be honest, let's talk about our desires. Let's learn ourselves just as just singles. Allow your spouse the space to learn you as well. Initially on the show, I said, I'm 18 years in my marriage and we are still getting to learn each other. And even as you're getting to learn one another, let's be patient in that area too. All right. So not all of the time that they're going to get it right. Don't get frustrated expecting them to know everything. I think that's an issue I had. And like, my God, you're a big retail man. You ain't know how to, you know what I mean? I had to calm it down and take it down a notch because I was expecting him to know things that I did not communicate with. So let's be patient and understand that communication is key, all right? The Bible reminds us in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together except they agree? So let's get into that agreement. An agreement comes through communication, understanding, and grace. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into Your Lane Talk Show. I'm For Those Our Sponsors. This is episode 170. Are you truly prepared for intimacy? And we were brought to you by Commonwealth Bank, Your Lane Life Coaching. You can go to www.yourlanelifecoaching.com for life and relationship coaching. We're also brought to you by John Shoe Store and Accessories, Tropical Gyros, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, Del Monte, distributed by Thompson Trading, The Children's Dream Journal, which is available at All Seasons Book and Gift Center in Palmdale and on Amazon. I'm also brought to you by 242 Media Connect on Facebook, where we are connecting media, speakers, and stories across the Bahamas and beyond. And our newest sponsor, Commonwealth Bank. Thank you so much for our sponsors for being a part of Your Lane Talk Show. Now, next week, we're going to talk about autism. I'll tell you a little bit more about that throughout the week, but we're going to have two guests that are coming on just to help with encouraging the parents and the teachers that deal with children who are on autism. Okay, so we want to tune into that particular show. Thank you to my producer for holding it down. Thank you to Your Lane listeners and the new listeners for being a part of it. Please follow the page, Your Lane Life Coaching on Facebook, and Your Lane with Coach Trish Hannah on YouTube. I pray that you were all empowered, educated, and encouraged today. So until next time, continue to stay in your lane. Happy Sunday.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries Small Home Upon into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
With Lysol, you can disinfect all surfaces inside and outside your home. When used as directed, Lysol eliminates 99.9% of bacteria, fungus, and viruses. Maintain a healthy home by preventing sickness and keeping infections under control. Don't just clean your surfaces, disinfect them. Lysol does more for you and your family. That's our mission for health. Distributed by Thompson Trading Company,